Dr. Avital Mentovich, an assistant professor of criminology at the University of Haifa, says that while the use of lethal force by police against civilians is relatively low in Israel compared to counterparts, for example, in the United States, underlying biases cause such incidents to be more often directed against minority communities, such as Ethiopian Israelis.
If somebody who studied the police all her life, including from a comparative outlook, Israel is actually a place in which lethal use of force is relatively rare, definitely in comparison to the United States, where incidents like that are way more prevalent. The problem in Israel, and it's not a unique problem to Israel, but the problem or the reason why this use of lethal force is getting so much public attention, of course, because it's tragic, but because it's targeting unproportionately the minority communities in Israel. So, for example, in the last year, I can only think about two incidents of lethal forces against civilians. Both of them involved Ethiopian Israelis.
The police are aware of this and have said that they are trying to take steps or raise sensitivity. What do you see? How are they addressing this? And what are some of the underlying causes?
So I have to tell you that I'm also involved in the training of the police command chief in Israel. The police commander is part of their training program. And I can tell you, in all honesty, that the police has put a lot of effort into combating these phenomena, including training of cultural sensitivities and bringing my course and talking about it. So I think they're more open than ever to deal with this issue. The problem is that it's a problem that lies very deep, if you want, in human psychology. And I think that even if you have systematic efforts to deal with it, there will always, or there are still likely to be incidents, specific incidents like the one that happened yesterday of a specific officer in a specific setting that pretty much can throw away all these efforts because they're throwing us away years back in terms of the relationship between the police and the Ethiopian community. But I can tell you that the police is doing a lot of effort, and the reason that I'm saying the problem is deep and the effort is not necessarily sufficient is because the incident is an example of what we call, or what the research calls, implicit biases in policing. It means the police officer or the police officers that are dealing with the situation, they're not racist people, at least not consciously so. They may as well not even want to act in a way that is discriminatory against the Ethiopian population. But we know from years of research that people have biases and stereotypes that are unconscious. So they're not necessarily aware of them, but they're still affecting their action. So if you look at this incident, the police officers almost always say that they felt danger. Now, even if we believe them that this feeling of danger is sincere, we know that this feeling of danger is not invoked equally when you're dealing with a white person versus a black person. So part of the effect of these implicit biases and stereotypes is that police officers probably feel more threatened in the presence of people that look different than them. They probably more readily will classify them as criminal. They probably more readily think that they're engaging in criminal acts. And that's why their threshold of when to push the trigger is lower. That's why they're more likely to do that. And this phenomenon that is so deep that you need a lot of police training and years of sort of like changing the sort of contact between police officers and the minority communities to create positive outlets for police contact with these communities to really eradicate what we know as implicit biases.
Are there efforts at all to recruit, to further integrate the police force? It probably exists already, but a very active lobbying effort so that an integrated police force with greater representation of the various population groups could somehow also help address that from within the system?
So the police definitely tries to do that, Minnie, and I think in the recent years we see more Ethiopian police officers that are also moving up the ladder in the police command chief, and they're doing a huge effort to recruit more people. which I think is great, and I think it definitely helps. It definitely helps, by the way, symbolically, right? Because the Ethiopian population feel that they are not counted, that they're not heard, and they're not, nobody is listening to them, and they're being targeted. So, of course, the presence of Ethiopian police officers in the police force is going to help. I want to say to tell you something a little bit more, I don't want to call it tragic, but it's saddening, right? That we know from the experience in the United States, particularly in New York, where there was a huge effort to diversify the police force, and it was successful in terms of building more trust between the black communities in the United States and the police, but it wasn't as successful in eradicating the unproportional targeting of black victims in lethal use, lethal force by the police, right? So we know that the recruitment of minority police officers would help. It would help to build trust. It would not necessarily help so much to combat the stereotypes of the white police officers against black communities.
Dr. Avital Mentovich of the University of Haifa.